It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, March 11th, 2022. In today's ship schedule, we have 3 inbounders, 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea, and 9 ships in our Astoria anchorages. In our marine weather forecast, we've got a gale watch in effect from Saturday morning through Sunday morning as we have that weather system moving in. According to the Beaufort Wind Scale, a gale watch means winds are potentially 34 to 40 knots, with the tops of the waves blowing off into spindrift, that wonderful word for wind-blown spray. Today's marine weather forecast includes south winds, 5 to 10 knots becoming southwest, 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 3 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to be talking a bit about the risk of fire from lithium-ion batteries that is becoming more of an issue on ships because they are carrying electric vehicles that have those batteries on board. But first, let's take a look at our inbound ships. We have 3 of them. The Romanus Rose is our first one. She'll come into the river from Japan at about 4:30 p.m. today, headed for Vancouver, getting there at about 10:30 p.m. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. The St. Demetrios is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going to be going to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, and she'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 8 p.m. The Pona is arriving from Seattle. She is headed to Portland. She's a container ship. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 11:30 and be in Portland by about 5:30 a.m. on Saturday. In our outbounders, we have the Ocean Innovation leaving Portland carrying potash, leaving around 1 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 a.m., and we have a cruise ship on the river today, the Pride of America. You may remember her. She was at the port of Astoria for quite a while during the pandemic, being stored there. She's leaving Portland from the shipyard at Swan Island, where has been refurbished and undergone maintenance. She's leaving at about 7 a.m., so look for her in the early afternoon, around 1 p.m., past Astoria. And the Genesis is leaving Longview carrying wheat at about 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound at about 2 p.m. The Daria Moti is leaving Calama carrying corn, soy, or wheat at about 5 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the Peaceful Seas is leaving Portland carrying wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. Well, I wanted to talk with you today about an interesting issue in the maritime industry now that has to do actually with lots of devices that we use every day, and especially now with electric and hybrid vehicles, and that's the risk of fire from lithium-ion batteries. In recent ship reports, I've talked with you about the sinking of the Felicity Ace. That was that car carrier that caught on fire and sank in the Atlantic Ocean off Portugal. Officials suspect that fire and similar fires on board car ships in recent years have been caused by malfunctioning lithium-ion batteries in electric vehicles. Now this news item from yesterday about a potential seagoing disaster averted, let me read you this. It's from gcaptain.com. The U.S. Coast Guard is warning about the hazards of transporting discarded lithium batteries after a container illegally loaded with them caught fire while en route to the Port of Virginia, where it was set to be loaded onto a ship. Thankfully, the container was not loaded on a ship when the fire happened. Instead, the container was being transported on a semi-truck from Raleigh, North Carolina, when the batteries caught fire on the highway, resulting in loss of the cargo and significant damage to the shipping container. I can only imagine the driver of that truck. My gosh. I hope they were safe. There's nothing here about them being injured, so I'm assuming that there were no injuries to people there. So the shipping industry may have avoided another disaster since the container was intended for a maritime voyage to a port in China on board a container ship. Upon initial investigation of the container, the responding fire department determined that the heat produced by the fire burned hot enough to create a hole through the metal container's structure. So let me just stop here for a second. We all know what containers look like. You've probably seen one parked outside a big box store or being hauled by a semi-truck, or you've seen them on trains, or you've even seen them used for other uses on land. These containers are made of very heavy metal, so the fire burned through that metal and made a hole. So this is not your ordinary fire. The bill of lading on this container listed computer parts, not lithium batteries, as the container's contents, making responding to the fire more challenging. The Coast Guard said the incident could have been potentially catastrophic had the container caught fire after being loaded aboard the container ship. Further investigation by the Department of Transportation determined that the shipper failed to properly label, mark, and package the lithium batteries, so a Coast Guard Marine safety alert has been issued to increase awareness about the hazards of transporting and discarding lithium-ion batteries. So that's the story from G Captain from yesterday. But let's talk a little bit more about lithium-ion batteries. You probably have one very near to you now, or maybe even somewhere on your body in a pocket if you have a cell phone. So this information is from a company called Veolia, which recycles batteries. Lithium batteries are capable of spontaneous ignition and subsequent explosion due to overheating. Overheating may be caused by electrical shorting, rapid discharge, overcharging, manufacturer's defect, poor design, mechanical damage, among many other causes. Overheating results in a process called thermal runaway, which is a reaction within the battery causing internal temperature and pressure to rise at a rate quicker than can be dissipated. Once one battery cell goes into thermal runaway, it produces enough heat to cause adjacent battery cells to also go into thermal runaway. This produces a fire that repeatedly flares up as each battery cell in turn ruptures and releases its contents. The result is the release of flammable electrolytes from the battery, and in the case of disposable lithium batteries, the release of molten, burning lithium. An enormous issue is that these fires cannot be treated like normal fires and require specific training, planning, storage, and extinguishing interventions. So there's that. Here's some more information from a company called AirSea Containers. Their website describes their company as being dedicated to the safe transportation of dangerous goods. Here's what they have to say. Once a fire with lithium batteries has started, the race is on to put it out. Lithium-ion battery fires are even more dangerous than fires from older batteries because they release a flammable vapor that is toxic and which essentially produces its own fuel. So if you think of this in terms of the Felicity Ace, that probably it could explain why it took the salvors so long to be able to get on the ship, because not only were they dealing with decks and an overheated ship that was dangerously hot, the metal was dangerously hot, but also there could have been toxic flammable vapors in the air from a fire in lithium batteries in the cars on board. So what a nightmare. Lithium-ion batteries are a Class B flammable liquid, and they require dry chemical extinguishers to put out the fire. So in the case of the Felicity Ace most recently, despite having lots of water around since the ship was floating in the ocean, and the first thought would probably be to hook up hoses and put out the fire. Well, in this kind of situation, that water might be used to cool the ship down, as they did try to do, the salvors, but they couldn't use it to stop the fire. So that's a little bit more about lithium-ion batteries. They're generally very safe. We use them all the time without incident, but there seem to be more and more issues developing with them, especially in the realm of electric vehicles. So since this is in the news lately and probably will be more, I wanted to give you a little background on these fires and their seriousness, since they seem to be cropping up in the news more often these days. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.